Well, well, well. What do we have here? A man found inside the walls of Garuda Town. Don't you know it is forbidden for men to enter? We welcome foreigners with peaceful intention who want to trade with us. But out of the town, the only male allowed between these walls is the one born every 100 years and who becomes by right our king. And we are very far from that fateful event. So what should we do to you now? The law is the law. Tell us now why you dare to disrespect our law. In fact, why a little weak fellow like you is even wandering the Garuda Desert in the first place? Traveling on a caravan? You were attacked by bandits and escaped in the desert. I see. Well, I'm sorry for what happened to you. However, you could have asked for food and water to our guards instead of sneaking inside the walls. You are so short. If someone saw you, they must have mistaken you for a Garuda kid. Surely not an adult woman. You're not tall enough. Guards, bring the prisoner to my private chamber. I need time to deliberate on his fate. Well, I hope those chains are not too heavy on your delicate wrists. I thought it wasn't fair to put you in a prison cell. After all, it is true that you break the rule, but you were in desperate need for food and water after wandering the desert alone. Still, my people rely on me to protect us, so I had to keep you handcuffed. I have talked with my private counsel, and we have come to the conclusion that we won't condemn you. However, we cannot make exception, and Garuda law must be respected. For this reason, you are going to be my personal slave for 1 year. Oh, don't panic. You won't be sent to work in a mine or carry heavy stuff under the sun. A weak little guy like you wouldn't last a day. Oh, no offense. No, I was thinking of something more discreet that could serve as an example for the Garuda and the foreigners. We are not cruel, but the law is the law, as I said. I suppose you heard stories about the Garuda. Do you know that for some curious case we are all women, and it is said that a male Garuda is born only once every century, and by our law he is crowned our king. And while we wait for that birth, the most valiant among us is the chief of our people. I have been honored with this task, and I strive to do it at the best of my abilities. Being a leader means being alone. That's the truth, plain and simple. So you're going to keep me company for the next month. As I said, you won't be tortured or forced to do tasks that could be hurtful. You will serve me and take care of my needs. Am I understood? Come on, boy, speak. This is not a torture session, isn't it? Good. So first, let me take these cuffs off you. Now, add me out of my clothes and armor. Yes, even my tunic. What's that blush? You have never seen a naked woman before. I take that as a no. Not so close, at least. All right, I will do it myself. I will lay on the bed, take the oil and massage my legs. Oh, you have soft little hands. Yes, more on my thighs. I love going on long horse rides. Maybe I shall take you with me one day. Show you the desert. You're really good at this, you know that? I think we had already found the perfect task for you. Was it true that you had never seen a naked woman before? Or you were just embarrassed? Look at you. So? Only in pictures? Oh dear. I met all kinds of people traveling through the Gerudo Desert, but never someone so innocent. Or maybe it's just a tactic. Some desert animals are very clever, you know. They pretend to be fragile so the predator come close, and then they are the one who gain the upper hand. What was that? You were asking me a question. No, that's true. As a slave, you shouldn't ask questions to your mistress, but since you've started, now curiosity is devouring me. Tell me, boy, come on. Have I ever seen a man naked? Oh dear, maybe too many. I told you, being a leader means being alone. Lonely. So, many times I've sought company, either with other Gerudo or with men from other races. Still, I must confess that I've always been interested in how the male body is different yet similar from ours, from mine. I've heard that in other cultures the men are much stronger than the women and they are the one who fight and rule. I wonder how you look under your clothes. Thinking twice, I shouldn't wonder. I could simply command you to take off your clothes. You're my slave after all. But I don't want to force you. Only if you want. Good boy. Come here, lay next to me. See? Not only you're seeing a real woman naked, but you are naked, lying next to a naked woman. You want to touch me? You can do it, go on. Touch my body. My breath. Go on. Don't stop, I like it. I do. My nipples are very sensitive. Why do you think I was wearing that armor? Why don't you try with your mouth? Come on, I know you want it. Oh, yes. Oh, there you are. Look at you down there. No, don't hide away. It's always nice feeling desired, isn't it? And a man lying naked in bed with a woman cannot help it. I want to taste your lips. I think we could taste other parts of our bodies at the same time. You have such a pretty face. It will look even better between my thighs. Come on. Crush your face? Are you asking because you want me to do it? Yeah, I know what good boys like you need. And while you are at it, make sure to use your tongue. I have time to properly train you on how to lick me well, but for tonight, I just want to play with you. Is it good? Stay still, cutie. I will make you feel even better. Oh boy, I'm letting you breathe, but you crave my hands on your face more than the oxygen I see. All right then. I don't want you to come, not yet. Remember, you are at my service. I told you I like horse riding, and today I couldn't do it because of you. So now, I'm going to ride you instead. Come here, my little desert wanderer. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Alright, my little steed. I know what to do to make both of us feel good. Oh, I'm going to teach you how to please me. We're going to have plenty of time. I bet in the end, you want to leave. Oh, it's been a while. I couldn't resist having a young male all for me. Yes. Yes. Touch me. Yes. You gonna come? Yes, I was definitely lucky. After we are rested for a bit, you're going to join me in the hot springs, and then you will change the bed sheets. If you be a good boy like today, I can tell you're going to have the best year of your life.